Hey celeb fans, welcome back to the red carpet with more Celebrity Facts and me, Alicia Lang. This week I'm talking about Johnny Depp. So, Johnny Depp was born on June 9th, 1963 in Owensboro, Kentucky, the youngest of four children of waitress Betty Sue Depp and civil engineer John Christopher Depp. Depp's mother gave him a guitar when he was just 12 and began playing in various bands. And he dropped out of Mariner High School at 16 in 1979 to become a rock musician. He attempted to go back to school in 2 weeks later, but the principal told him to follow his dream of being a musician. In 1980, Depp began playing in a band called The Kids. Depp moved to Los Angeles with his band when he was just 20. After the band split, Johnny's then wife Laurie Ann Allison introduced him to actor Nicolas Cage. Delusioned by experience as a teen idol in 21 Jump Street, Depp began taking roles as he found more interesting rather than he thought would succeed at the box office. Depp had no film releases in the next 2 years, except brief cameo in Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, the sixth installment of the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise. He appeared in three films in 1993, in the romantic comedy Benny and June. He played the eccentric and illiterate silent film fan who befriends a mentally ill woman and her brother. It became a sleeper hit. In 2003, Depp starred in the Walt Disney Pictures adventure film Pirates of the Caribbean: The Curse of the Black Pearl, which was a major box office success. He earned widespread acclaim of his comic performance as pirate Captain Jack Sparrow. He received Academy Award, Golden Globe and BAFTA nominations and won Screen Actors Gold Award for Best Actor as well as an MTV Movie Award. Johnny starred as an author with writer's block in the thriller Secret Window, based on a short story by Stephen King. It was a moderate commercial success but received mixed reviews. Depp continued his box office success with a starring role as Willy Wonka in Tim Burton's adaptation of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It also had a positive critical reception, with Depp being nominated again for the Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Comedy or Musical. Depp began in the 2010s with another collaboration with Tim Burton, Alice in Wonderland, in which he played the Mad Hatter opposite Helena Bonham Carter, Anna Hathaway and Alan Rickman. Depp's first 2011 film was released as an animated film, Rango, in which he voiced the title character, a lizard, and it was a major critical and commercial success. It was also announced that Depp had been in the cast of the new franchise role as Dr. Jack Griffin, the Invisible Man, in Universal Studios' planned shared film universe, entitled The Dark Universe, a rebooted version of the classic Universal Monsters franchise, one of the severe zombie heads featured in The Walking Dead Season 6 episode Not Tomorrow Yet, was based on Depp. On May 29, 2022, Depp was still awaiting a verdict of his high publicity defamation trial against ex-wife Amber Heard, made a surprise appearance at Jeff Beck gig in Sheffield playing guitar alongside Beck to three classic songs from John Lennon, Marvin Gaye and Jimi Hendrix. Depp joined Beck on the last concert tour in the UK in Europe during June and July, and in the United States in October and November to promote their album 18. In August 2022, he made a cameo appearance at the 2022 MTV Video Music Awards. Depp next starred as King Louis XV in French actor-director Ma Wen's period film, June de Bury. This was the first film for Depp where he acted in French. The film premiered at the 2023 Cannes Film Festival, at the opening film where it was greeted with a 7-minute standing ovation, and received a mixed reception from film critics. Many critics deemed it Depp's comeback role, something he did not agree with. Modi 3 days later, On the Wing of Madness, was Depp's first directorial effort over 25 years. The film is about 72 hours in the life of Italian artist Emidio Magnoli, and Depp co-produced it for his European film alongside Al Pacino in the film premiered at the 72nd San Sebastian International Film Festival on September 24, 2024, where it received a warmly by the audience with a lengthy standing ovation. So now you know about Johnny Depp. He's amazing. I've seen him in a lot of films which are really awesome. Like, the one I definitely know him the most in is definitely Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And that's how I, like, physically became a fan of him. And to be honest, some of you might be shocked. I have never, ever seen the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. I've only seen one, because I think it was, like, we were learning it in school, and like, I had no clue what I was watching, and he's the only person I obviously knew in it. So, yeah, so I've only watched one Pirates of the Caribbean. I would say it was good. Probably not my taste, though, but some of you might like it, and I respect that. So, yeah, we've got even more celebrities coming up in the next few weeks, so stay tuned and stick around if you want to hear even more celebrity facts from different celebs. So, stay tuned and goodbye, everybody.